You're listening to Engage with Andy Bush. To connect with the program today, please send an email to andrew.bush@comcast.net. That's andrew.bush@comcast.net. Now, back to this week's program.
Welcome back to Engage. I'm talking with the CEO of Student Transportation, Inc., Dennis Gallagher. And Dennis, your company really recently brought on Wendy Sturgis onto the board. Now, this is a little bit unusual because she's got like 20 years of experience in tech and media and the internet. And outwardly, this seems like kind of an odd fit. You know, why the change and what is STB doing on the tech front?
Well, it's a great question, and thanks for even noticing, because it's one of the things I thought I could kind of slip in and people really wouldn't notice.
It's just so unusual, right? Why?
Well, it is, and
like
Wendy's the first of two new board members we'll be looking to bring on, both in that same kind of space of technology and media. Mm-hmm. And the reason is that, you know, I think the old style, you know, thinking here would think, well, you know, you got 227 contracts around North America, and they have 227 customers. I got to tell you, Andy, I started looking at this thing that says, wait a minute, we're transporting over a million kids to school each and every single day. We've got a million plus kids on our buses. That means we got maybe on average a million and a half parents and or guardians that are with these kids and or with these kids at home. So I look at them as members, and I said, you know what? I got 2.5 million members. How do I talk to my moms, and how do I talk to the kids, and how do we start to deal directly with them? So folks like Wendy I've been able to recruit to come on board that are going to help us drive new revenue streams from sponsors, not in ways where we're advertising and taking our iconic yellow bus and making it look like a NASCAR car.
Captain Crunch signs?
Exactly. I'm talking about smart ways, and you say Captain Crunch, but you know what? Procter & Gamble, a marketing person called me and said, you know what? I love your no bullying program you have where you guys sponsor your drivers and you have them in shirts and you say, no, this bus is a no bullying zone, and we do a lot of very creative things in our community like that as a company. Well, Procter & Gamble said, we'd like to get behind something like that. So how about no bullying zone, this bus is a no bullying zone, you know, go to ProctorandGamble.com to learn more about no bullying in your schools. So, you know, Firestone, for example, is owned by Bridgestone Tire. Well, I got six tires on every single bus. You got 10,000 buses, you got a lot of stinking tires. Yeah. We literally go to Firestone and say, you know what, in the month of April, we'd like every one of our members to get a free set of wiper blades. April Showers gets a new set of wiper blades on STI. Well, all of a sudden, Firestone says, you know what, we love this idea because we're going to have people come into our Firestone service centers, and they're going to want oil changes, and they're going to want tires.
Sure.
So
yeah.
we've created a potential sponsorship kind of deal. Lastly, I think what's really important is a product that we launched called SafeStop, and we're literally starting to roll this out this coming year. It's been a couple years in developing.
I'm familiar with SafeStop. Now, you just put it into some districts. What are your goals? What are your timelines for this thing? And please explain it for our audience. I'm sorry to interrupt you, but one of the more compelling things that I found out when I was doing the research on your company, and I wanted to hear more about what your vision for that is.
Well, SafeStop literally is an app that, you know, you can download, and it literally is a where's my bus kind of a feature. So, you know, like you were saying before, parents, you know, you go to these bus stops and you see all the SUVs and you see these parents waiting for the bus. Did the bus come? Did the bus not come? Well, this way you go online and you purchase SafeStop for the mere price of $4.99 a month for 10 months or $50 a year. And you say, and you literally set up your profile. Tell me when the bus is 3 minutes from my house. Tell me when the bus got to school. Tell me when the bus left school in the afternoon. And tell me when Jimmy got home in the afternoon. So, you know, and it allows us also to talk to the parents. So through the GPS unit on the bus, the technology on the bus, we have access now to cameras on the bus. We have access to the bus. We can talk, not only have the bus talk to us, but we can talk to the bus. So there's a back and forth that I think SafeStop brings us. That portal literally opens up and allows us a lot of room into folks' homes. So you could almost call it the ADT on the school bus business. You know, I mean, it's literally a security system that I think is comfort and security, which, by the way, is a lot of what we do. School busing is a lot about security as much as transportation.
Well, no doubt. And as a parent, I've got five kids, and, you know, I mean, anytime some of them are in transit, you want to know where they're at. Now, when they become teenagers, it's kind of a different story. They're all over the place, you know. But I think for especially grade school students, which I assume is quite a bit of what you do, as well as the high schoolers, but that provides a lot of comfort to parents to know that their student made it to school, that they don't have to worry about them, or that they made it back. And I think that's really important. But it also presents wonderful opportunities, you know, and in the way that you approach it. You know, too often in the United States, people view companies as these evil things, and they're always trying to make a buck. Yes, to some extent, we're all trying to make a buck, otherwise we wouldn't be in business. But there's different ways of approaching it. And when you're in your business, which is truly a safety transportation business, you want to provide parents with this opportunity to understand and feel more comfortable, not only about using your company, but also about their students. So, you know, I think the tie-ins that you have, whether it's with Firestone or, you know, P&G about non-bullying, or maybe even linking up with some nonprofits or something like that, that's powerful stuff, and that's how capitalism works in a really wonderful way.
It does, and I agree. We've literally been working with some school districts on SafeStop where they've said, hey, listen, we would love to offer it. You know, maybe economically we can't have parents afford it, or parents can't afford it. So we'll look for sponsors to help pay for it. We'll look for ways to gain share with our customers where they right. can literally, we can lower the cost of transportation by doing some of these kinds of things. So that, you know, when we go in and do propane, when we go in and do, you know, some of these new social media kind of programs, we can lower our cost of transportation, which lowers the tax base, but yet still provides brand new equipment, state-of-the-art technology kind of stuff that so many of our school districts are letting their fleets just age and age and age because, right. as you said before, they're dealing with these issues. My gosh, the state of Florida, their pension issues are just going to kill them because school bus drivers in Florida are literally paid teacher salaries and have teacher pensions. And, wow. you know, it's just a change of a lot of that. But, you know, you go back to the economics. And you start thinking of net income. And you know, we get criticized for a lot of this a lot of times. And you say, you know what? I talked to you about 2.5 million potential members that I have. That's today. And we're growing 15% a year. By the way, we can take SafeStop and market it to our competitors. We can take SafeStop and market it to sure. other school districts. But 100,000 kids, okay, at $5 a month is $5 million a year net income.
Right.
So, you know, it's huge,
well, once you get it
the
up
opportunities
and running,
that we have.
Right. Once you get it up and running, you know, it's not, I mean, there is maintenance that goes with it, but the whole creation of it is very important. Well, let me just take a step back for a second and ask, you know, ask a little bit more difficult question here in a couple of minutes that we have left. You know, analysts cover your company, and in particular, thestreet.com, they rate your company as a sell. You know, what are they missing, or did they... You know, how do you address that as a CEO? Because they talk about weak earnings growth. But then when I do my own research, you just increased in your last quarterly conference call on earnings, you increased your outlook for revenues in 2014 from 11% to 12% to 14%. And as a guy who picks stocks and look at things, I mean, this is what I'm looking for. I'm looking for better outlook, increased revenues. Those are the kind of things that you want to buy a company. And it seems odd that there is the sell on your company. How do you address that?
Well, you know, Peter Lynch used to say, invest in what you know, right? You know, and I think in this particular case, you know, thestreet.com is what I call, you know, there's a young girl who writes the report, a young lady, and she has literally a sell recommendation on 26 weeks of the year. And I don't know what I can do between 1 week to the other week to make a difference. And
right.
she issues the exact same report. So, you know, when I look at the analysts who do follow the company, meaning Raymond James and Bank of America and Scotia and, you know, and many of the other banks who follow us and the analysts understand us, you know, most, and Stifel Nicolaus in the U.S. I mean, you know, these are folks that have buy recommendations or outperform recommendations or market perform recommendations. And so, you know, because I think they really took the time to understand. The net income question is really, you know, as we all know deeply inside those that are involved in any kind of accounting, that net income is an accounting term. Yes, it's important from a screener's perspective, but and what they look at. But those of us that understand cash flow businesses understand that cash is king. So the company produces an enormous amount of cash flows. And I'll give you an example. You know, we have used convertible debt as a way to be able to grow our business, and we've been able to go to market and do convertible debt offerings. Well, with the convertible debt, we are able to deduct the interest expense, and that lessens our net income. If I went to the market for those three convertible debts and did equity offerings, I would be paying dividends, and dividends are not deductible from net income,
right.
So I'd have more net income. So what I know is Mary Lou Smith from Saskatchewan and or John Jones from Avon, New Jersey, all know, okay, that 56 cents that they get in their dividend is really net income to them. So,
right.
You know, it's not net income on an accounting, but my shareholders have been getting that consistent 56 cent cash back for, as I said, 112 months. So I think really understanding the business and understanding the cash flows and understanding the long-term contracts, the visibility that we have, the stability, the kids are going to go to school, okay, and they're going to go 180 days. We're going to have a snow day. We're going to make it up. We're going to have a firestorm in California. We're going to make it up. And that's the consistency that I think we've been able to deliver.
Fantastic. Dennis, thank you so much for coming on the show today. I really appreciate it.
It's certainly my pleasure. And anytime I get to tell the story, it's a great opportunity for me. It's a great business. We're so blessed and fortunate to have 10, 11,000 folks who literally work in their communities and love what they do.
Okay. All right. Well, we've been speaking with CEO Dennis Gallagher from Student Transportation, Inc. When we get back, we'll bring on former Fed official Randy Krosner to discuss Janet Yellen and interest rates. This is Engage.
When it comes to business, you'll find the experts here. Voice America Business Network.
Do you need directions to solid financial future? If so, the Money Answers Show with Jordan Goodman will provide you with a roadmap to making smart money decisions in every area of your personal finances. Join Jordan every Monday at 12 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, 3 p.m. Eastern, for the Money Answers Show on the Voice America Business Channel. Learn how and where to get the best deals on mortgages, cars, and insurance. Find out the best ways to save for college and retirement, get out of debt, improve your credit rating, and save on your taxes. The Money Answers Show with Jordan Goodman will provide you with great tips on investment opportunities in real estate, stocks, annuities, and other investment vehicles. That's the Money Answers Show with Jordan Goodman on the Voice America Business Channel every Monday at 12 p.m. Pacific Standard Time.
What do business and sports have in common? Both are based on competition, and the goal of each is the same, to win. If you're in business, you need an edge over your competitors. You need to innovate and improve. You need to make adjustments to stay ahead of your competition. Tune in to The Business Locker Room with Kelly Riggs. Get the playbook and the coaching you need to improve your business performance. The Business Locker Room airs live every Monday at 4 p.m. Eastern, 1 p.m. Pacific on the Voice America Business Channel.
We're making it easier to listen to the Voice America Talk Radio Network live wherever you go on iPhone, BlackBerry, or Android. Download it from the Apple iTunes App Store, BlackBerry App World, or Android Market.